the complete works of William Shakespeare, as told by... Tonight's episode, King Lear. I am a man more sinned against than sinning. King Lear, Act 3, Scene 2. Written about, the whole play, not just Act 3, Scene 2. Was written about 1605, they're guessing, at least in this book. King Lear, old guy, has decided that he is going to retire and spread his lands amongst his three daughters, Goneril, Regan, and Cordelia. He asks them to say how much they love him, and he'll parcel the land out that way. Goneril has this thing that says, "Sir, I love you more than words can wield the matter. Dearer than eyesight, space and liberty, beyond what can be valued, rich or rare, no less than life, with grace, health, beauty, honor, as much as child e'er loved or father found, a love that makes breath poor and speech unable, beyond all manner of so much, I love you." King Lear falls, sink, line, hook, line, and sinker. Sink, line, and hooker. That's what I meant to say. Regan pretty much reiterates that and says, "Oh, even more than that, though." And Cordelia says, "Look, I love you like a daughter, and I love you, and, you know, says, words fail me, I don't know." And so King Lear is upset with Cordelia's answer, who he always favored as his favorite, and he banishes her. He disowns her. He says, "You get nothing. I'm outraged. I can't believe that that's the best that you can come up with of how much you love me. To heck with you." So he banishes her. He says to the two guys who are suiting her, "You know, you're interested because she's got nothing as far as I'm concerned. Don't bother. She's worthless. Blah. You want her, take her. That's all she's getting. That's all. As she stands, that's all you get." I believe Albany passes. And Kent, I believe, agrees. Pardon me, no. France agrees, and she becomes the Queen of France. Kent, who is his physician, King Lear's physician, just a nobleman in his court, is banished for telling him, whoa, what are you doing? Cordelia's all right. Don't be so harsh. King Lear, hot temper, and makes rash decisions as a result. Going on from there, with her banished or disowned, she goes to France. Lear is pretty much left to... his two daughters, Regan and Goneril, who are upset with him because he still acts like a king, even though he's sort of given up his lands to them, and maintains 100 knights, which are a drag on their money, and they don't like them. They think they're rowdy, and frankly, they just want to be running the land anyway. So they don't really like their father, and kind of conspire to get rid of him as a result. They kind of send him back and forth amongst the two of them, and they say, "You can't have 100 knights." And in fact, you know what? I don't even know why you need 50 knights. In fact, you don't even need 25 knights. You know what? You don't even need one. You're just a crazy old dad, and as you are old and reverend, you should be wise, Goneril says to him, and you know, goes from there and says, "You need to be wise. This is nuts. Why are you keeping this?" And he said, "Well, I'm king. I'm allowed to do whatever I want." Meanwhile, Gloucester's kids, one a bastard, one a legitimate heir, are squabbling as well. It's all about kids, squabbling amongst their parents for their wealth and affection. Not their affection, their wealth, really. Let's be realistic. It ain't about affection in this play. So Edmund, who is the bastard child of Gloucester, plots against his brother Edgar. Kent, who has disguised himself as a beggar to roam the lands, even though he's banished, to make sure to check on the King Lear, because he likes the guy, who helps King Lear in the midst of all kinds of problems. He's caught in a rainstorm, and they find shelter and whatnot. Anyway, Kent meets Edgar and has a great insult. I'm sorry, maybe he meets Oswald and has this great insult, "Thou unnecessary letter." That's just a great, great insult. Kent is sent, dispatched by King Lear to his two daughters, Goneril and Regan, as a messenger, and they actually place him in the stocks, a great insult to the king. Going from there, when King Lear does arrive and can't believe what's happened, Regan has some line of, "All's not offense that indiscretion finds and dotage terms so," which... Is where we get into, why do you need 50 knights? Why do you need 100 knights? Why do you need 50 knights? In fact, why do you even need one? They pretty much then, effectively, the daughters banish their father out into the rainstorm, where he is on a heath and rails against daughters and having that. And his fool, who's his best companion, really, at this point, tries to help him, but King Lear's actually going mad and crazy, which isn't helping matters in any way, shape, or form. They seek refuge and, in fact, encounter Edgar, who is disguised as a crazy man because he's trying to get away from being branded a traitor by Edmund and various folks. Edmund's stock is rising by crumbling his brother's reputation through lies and machinations and plots. And it carries on from there with the two parallel plots of Gloucester and Lear's sort of offspring jockeying for power. Long story short, Cordelia finds out what's happening. She goes with the French army to try and help her father, frankly, because she's forgiven him, and Lear, mad as a hatter at this point, doesn't really believe anything, and Gloucester, meanwhile, has lost both of his eyes as punishment, and he's running about with Edgar leading the way as a disguised fellow, but that's all going to pay off because he's going to attack Edmund later, but I'll get to that in a second. Anyway, the armies come and swear off, and strangely enough, and perhaps correctly so, Goneril and Regan's army triumphs with Albany. Albany's sort of one of their husbands, and I'm blanking on the moment. I believe he's Goneril's husband. Regan's husband dies mysteriously, and in fact, both Goneril and Regan are totally into Edmund, the bastard child, will ultimately take their own lives because they want to be with Edmund, and that's at the very end of the play. I'm skipping ahead. This is a mess, this summary. Basically, what happens is they triumph. Edmund dispatches the captured Cordelia and Lear to a castle. He instructs one of his captains to make it look like Cordelia has hung herself and killed herself out of depression. Edmund is challenged by Edgar, and with Albany's blessing, frankly, Edgar kills Edmund, but Edmund confesses what has happened. At this point to save Cordelia's life by telling him what he's done. They dispatch somebody only to find King Lear carrying the dead body of Cordelia back. Lear dies. Meanwhile, Regan and Goneril have killed each other fighting over Edmund, and though they've been revealed to have plotted their own machinations and plots to sort of destroy things as well. It's really dark, really depressing. Everybody dies. Everybody's sad. It's a hell of a play, hell of a tragedy. Terrible, terrible summary on my part. Again, jet lag, tired, not a good combination really for doing one of these, but the complete works of William Shakespeare is told by me, Kevin Hanna. If you want to know more, don't go see A Thousand Acres, read the play or see a different movie. This is the part of the summary where a giant credit should come up that says theme.